Good afternoon and welcome to the Impromptu Football Podcast this week. Simon Head, our esteemed leader, has decided to go on holiday. He didn't tell me he was going. Anyone else?
No.
So he's gone away with the camera, with all the equipment. We don't even know if this is going to go on the website, but we're going to have a little go on it. We thought we'd do something different. This is a getting to know the podcasters. So you hear us every week, but you don't know that much about us. So this is a chance for us to tell us a little bit.
Mike's mum, you know a little bit more than most.
A chance for us to tell you a little bit about who we are, what we do, and how we came to do the podcast. So I've asked the boys to get some questions together. I think Mike Coxon is first in the hot seat, so this is Mike's getting to know you.
Hello.
Stuart, first question.
Mike, growing up, which players did you want to be?
Oh, I had quite a penchant for Lee Sharp when I was growing up.
Yes.
Partly because he was quite a good player on his day, and partly because he seemed like he had a bit of fun off the pitch.
He had the Elvis thing as well, going.
Yeah,
on,
he had the Elvis thing. He celebrated well, went out, lots of girls. Had his own fan club, so yeah,
so
Lee Sharp.
Player, a player in every sense of the word.
Indeed.
Oh. Okay.
So Lee Sharp, that'll do. For myself, not generally a football question, where were you born?
I was born in Crewe.
Right.
Home of Crewe Alexandra and a famous railway station.
Indeed. Sure, over to you.
How fast do hotcakes sell?
I'd say a rate of at least 5 a minute.
Okay. Thank you very much.
If you could pick one player from Man United's history to put into the current team, what player would you pick who would fit in there nicely?
Roy Keane.
I suppose you haven't really got anyone with a bit
of
steel.
We need some steel in the midfield. We need someone to G him all up. Otherwise,
he could probably still play. I bet he's bang on that training pitch at the moment.
Still mixing up with the Ipswich.
Or maybe Georgie Best.
Okay. Stuart?
Nearly halfway through the season, which team would you like your player to sign in January?
I think we need a... We did need a right back, but then Raphael's been doing quite well. I'd quite like to see us sign a left winger. Maybe Ashley Young, maybe Alex Sanchez from Udinese. I'm only saying Ashley Young to see the look on your face, to be honest.
It was disgusting. It was a disgusting look on my face.
We all hate him. Obviously, we know you're a Man United fan.
Yeah.
And we know you look out for Northwich, Vic, because that's where you're from and stuff like that. Is there anyone else that you look out for? Like, any strange teams that you always look out for? Like, I always look out for MK Dons, because I hope they fucking lose every week. So I'll always look at the fixtures and think, right, have they lost? Oh, shit, they've won. Or, good, they've lost. Anyone else? Any strange ones? And the reason behind it?
I used to keep an eye out for Kilmarnock when I was younger, because for some reason I chose them as a Scottish club.
Good.
And Watford, largely because I used to work with a Watford fan.
Yeah, that is strange. I look at Southampton results because I used to work with a Southampton fan who was a twat, and I look at them and hope they actually lose.
Yeah,
same
with
Cardiff.
I look at Cardiff because I'm an absolute twat of a fan.
I suppose Liverpool, but I don't really have to look out much, just see if they lose.
That's true as well, of course. I've recently become a Vitesse fan because they're managed by Albert Ferrer.
You know,
the little Chelsea
diminutive right back.
He was brilliant, wasn't he? He was a tiny little right back with a massive tash. So I'm a Vitesse fan now as well. Stuart,
what do you think of the World Cup hosting decision last week?
Disappointing, especially in 2022. Qatar are going to make a fucking pig's ear of it. But not surprising.
No, from a commercial point of view.
From a commercial point of view, quite ridiculous. Although Russia, probably one of the nations who haven't had it that deserve it, but it's a bit annoying that we had a better bid. What can you do? We were always going to mess it up.
Yeah,
I don't think we messed up necessarily.
Panorama. Bloody BBC.
I don't think anyone watched that anyway. How old were you when you got your first girlfriend?
Oh, 11.
11?
11.
Or was that a sexual relationship?
It was. Oh, it depends what you define as sexual.
Full intercourse.
Well, it's Northwich. We were doing that when we were 8.
Well, then that's a sexual relationship.
No.
It can't get much more sexual than full intercourse, than sticking it up.
You've never been to Northwich.
Well,
it wasn't a sexual relationship, I'm afraid.
Okay. Sure. See, this is getting to know him a bit about.
If a stripper gets breast implants, can she write it off of her tax expenses at the end of the year?
Okay, how is that learning about Mike?
I just want him to know what his stance is on paying taxes and strippers.
I think she probably can't unless she's somehow lost her breast.
Well, it's helping her in her job, isn't it?
Yeah, but footballers don't write off their football boots, do they?
That's true. Mike Coxon, what is your claim to fame?
Apart from my forays into stand-up comedy, it's that I used to sit next to Nicky Maynard in school.
Yep, that is a damn good claim to fame. Very good. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.